Hawaii gave us Barack Obama, but we gave you Stifler. It's the O for Fun podcast, brought to you by Midwest Assistant and Ice Mountain.
Teresa.
Hey, John.
Hey. Episode 3.
Woohoo!
And our faithful listeners might have been missing us because we took a bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
You went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed here and I started to read a little bit.
Oh, wow. What did you start to read?
The Trouble Boys. It's a biography of the Replacements.
Okay.
And so I learned the other day that Paul Westerberg, lead singer of the Replacements,
okay,
went to Holy Angels.
Oh.
Which is where I went to high school, where your husband went to high school.
Yes.
And this bothers me greatly because I cannot recall a single teacher, administrator, faculty member telling me that he went to Holy Angels.
That they really dropped the ball.
Yeah. Now, in their defense, he didn't graduate. He dropped out like 2 months before graduation.
Oh.
Which, kids, don't do that. You're most likely not Paul Westerberg, so stay in school. But so he didn't graduate, and they didn't tell us about him. Yet they freely do not refute the rumor that Prince attended Holy Angels for freshman year.
Which, did he?
No, he did not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
He did not. It's rumored. So I'm very upset about that.
Well, when did Paul Westerberg apparently attend this school?
He would have graduated in 77, so he was...
Oh, okay.
He was one of the first... I don't know if the first, but in one of the first groups of boys that attended after they stopped being an all-girls school.
Okay. I didn't even know they were an all-girls school.
Yeah. But that means I most likely had a teacher or two who was classmates with him, or at least in school at the same time as he
mm-hmm,
was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I think 95, fall 95 was a start. Like, the Replacements had just wrapped up, so their huge success was already, so it's not like he wasn't known.
Sure.
And that bothers me.
Do you feel like he is the best famous person to come out of Holy Angels? Because there are many.
I think at that time, definitely, he
sure
easily would have, but now I'd say, you know, there's obviously Larry Fitzgerald.
Right.
And, I don't know, some other
Troy
people.
Bell.
Yeah, Troy is, no offense, Troy, but you didn't, you were great in college. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. What about, I feel like for a long time, Casey Garvin, right?
Yeah.
Was a big deal because he was in the Mighty Ducks.
Sure.
Two?
He was in Mighty Ducks 1 and 2.
Okay.
And Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, right. So he basically knows, you basically know him. He basically knows Kirsten Dunst and what's her name? Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Denise Richards.
Thank you.
Which means like that's 2 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Paul Westerberg should have been talked about more when I was in high school.
Okay.
Wasn't. And I'm mad.
Okay. I apologize for that. And I hope that if current Holy Angels teachers are listening, you can remedy this and, you know, right this wrong for
Start talking about him.
What else you got for me?
I have nothing.
Okay. Well, then let's review. Previously, we talked about state fair foods, new state fair foods, and you had the challenge of deciding whether or not you would choose one of the new fair foods to eat.
And only that food.
And only that food if your state fair visit was paid for.
Yep.
So we had many options. I still feel really good about my votes. And we went to the medias and we asked people what they would think. Many people voted.
So many people, you wouldn't believe it.
So the results are in, and here's what we found out. The lamb T-bone chops, got a You bet. Yep.
I'd eat them.
Yeah, you would eat them. Many, many, many people would eat them. Same with the deep fried dilly dog. Same with the Wing Walker donut flight that I felt a little bit weird about because of the injectable
thing. That was the syringe thing, yeah.
Yeah. But the Nordic waffles got a heck no, because I think everybody agreed maybe that we just want the peanut butter cups.
Okay.
That's what I think.
speaking of peanut butter cups, I can't remember what I was watching, but they were around a campfire and a character was making s'mores.
Yes.
But instead of chocolate,
yes,
they went with a peanut butter cup.
Is this the first time you've heard of this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna give a shout out to the Koenigs, because they came up with this invention before they got married, which was, I don't know how long ago, but a really long time, like years and years, maybe a decade ago. I don't know when they got married, but our friends Billy and Ellen definitely were making, I think they call them Smeeses for some reason.
That's a decent name.
Some combination of s'mores and Reese's. Smeeses, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. I've never tried it, and I don't know why, because it does sound delicious.
I think it's because I don't spend much time around campfires.
Right. With, you know, when you just happen to have some marshmallows. And yeah. Hey, also, do you know they make square marshmallows now? For the sole purpose of making s'mores.
I did not.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't do that sooner, but it's genius. Way to go.
Anyway, everyone's sleeping on the Nordic waffles, yeah. In my opinion.
Yep. Okay. So we also asked, before I get into that, the lamb chop T-bone thingy, majobbers. I heard a commercial for the state fair the other day and found out that there is, in fact, pork chop on a stick that exists at the fair. So my whole pig on a twig thing kind of already happened. And I'm a little disappointed with that, but also I feel like, again, if those folks who are at the fair with the pork chop on a stick want to take the pig on the twig, go ahead. I'll allow it. Just give me some free pork chops.
I think they should amplify it. And instead of just pork chops, do like bacon and ham,
yes,
and other things that come from pigs, yes, wrapped together and put on a stick.
Yes. Okay. So then the other thing we asked about was, if you were a cartoon character and it was appropriate to do so, would you prefer to clothe yourself on the top half or on the bottom half? And
shirts or pants?
Shirts or pants? I said shirts. You said pants.
Pants all the way. Pockets. That's a thing I thought of recently, and it could have swung you to my way maybe last time.
Nope, it wouldn't have, because what about the breast pocket? You can have two. I'm not talking, you're not wearing just like a
But capacity, blazer. Teresa, capacity. More room for holding stuff in pants pockets than shirt pockets.
But if you were a clothing designer, you could certainly design a shirt with cargo pockets. Just because there's not cargo shirts now doesn't mean there couldn't be.
I guess you could go with those like weird vests photographers use,
yes,
that have like tons and tons of pockets.
Yes, adventure vests.
I'm still pants, okay, all the way.
Well, the public agreed with me. So they said 66% of our respondents said...
Of so many respondents.
I mean, tons. They would be Donald with me. And 33% said they'd be Mickey with you.
The public is wrong.
Well... Sometimes they are, but in this case, they're not.
Fine.
I'm right. So that happened on social media, and there will be more of that. But speaking of social media, I want to ask your opinion on an Instagram and, I guess, Facebook-related thing. Stories.
Okay.
I feel very strongly that no one should ever post more than 5 stories. And they should almost never be a video. Feelings?
I'm going to agree with you because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't understand the whole story thing. Like, why can't it just be a post? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah. Okay. I think people like stories because they can add the stickers and the little graphic-y businesses and... And it's kind of like Snapchat because it goes away after a while. But
so is the story supposed to be like a cohesive thing, like one story or one like thing that happened?
Could be. I think it could go that way, but it could also just be unrelated things in a series. But my problem is that if you have more than around 5, I don't have time for that. I have many people who I am interested in. And so if you're all posting tons of stories, I don't have time to watch them all. I will just, you know, swipe right through them. I'm sorry to tell you, but.
You know what else I don't have time for? Hmm. When I go to the internet to find out how to do something, I don't want to watch a damn video on how to do it. Just give me the steps. Like,
I agree with that.
For the most part, I will say, like, I learned how to clean the carburetor of a lawnmower. That was a video needed. But
yeah, like, I could see that.
If I just want to learn how to do like a computery type thing, I don't want a video on it. Just give me the steps. Like, tell me what to click and push.
You know why? Because inevitably the video has way more information than you need.
Yes.
And because it has, you have to listen to it, presumably, unless there's captions, which I do really appreciate. I really hate it when people play videos on their phones, especially because I can't see what's going on. I feel like there's something inherently rude about like being in your own little world on your phone. And then also you're like interacting with it, but it's invading my space still.
Yes.
And I can't participate.
Headphones, people.
Headphones.
Or share.
Or share. Yeah. And even with the written instructions, I'm annoyed with the fact that people give this whole long backstory.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking about recipes the other day and how I just want the recipe. Just give me the printable recipe. I just want the ingredients and the instructions. I don't need to know where this recipe came from, how you adapted it, and the many times per year you use it, and which family members like it this way, and which cabin you go to when you make it. And I don't care.
I agree, but I have seen people on the Twitter who defend your opposing view that, you know, these are people who are creating something and they can do the video and say whatever they want, which I agree with. However, for the people like us, at the bottom, just put the recipe. Simple.
Well, they do. It's always at the bottom. I want it at the top.
Fine. Move it to the top.
Move it to
Teresa.
The top. Give me a link right up there. And again, I appreciate the storytelling too, as somebody who likes to tell stories poorly, but still. I get it. But again, the internet is a blessing and a curse. There's so much content that I don't have time to read through everything that might be great. I'm sure it's great, but I just have many other things to do.
The other thing that irks me about this is if I go to read it, I want to read an article about a news story. I don't want to click on a link, go there, and then have it just be a video. I don't want to watch your stupid video. I want someone to summate. Is that a,
yep,
yeah,
summate. Yep.
I want them to tell me what the video is saying. What happened? Give me that. I want to read, people.
Agreed. Wow. We really
so
are
angry.
I know. We're really angry today.
We're worked up.
Okay. Whew. All right. Well, with that, let's jump in from a word from our sponsor.
The Midwest Assistant.
I gave Siri a good try. I did. And Alexa was okay, but those gals just didn't work out for me. I need someone I can relate to. And my new Midwest Assistant understands me. Literally. Carol understands everything I see. I can ask for a hot dish recipe with a cream of soup, and bam, she makes One Dish Wednesday happen faster than a 35W black ice fender bender. And if I ask, hey Carol, what's the wind chill? She doesn't miss a beat. Siri would be like, the windshield is a tempered pane of glass at the front of a vehicle that protects the driver and passengers from blah, 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 blah. Alexa will get flustered and ask me, is the windshield the same as the temperature? Ugh. But Carol's like, oh, sure. Right now, the windshield's a negative 14, so wear all your warm gear. But by the afternoon commute, it'll warm up and you can probably just wear your loafers home. Midwest Assistant has made my life so much easier. Thanks, Carol.
I just love my Midwest Assistant. Carol is simply the best.
And now
it's time for your welcome, Love Minnesota.
Imagine an expanse of aqua waves rushing toward a beach with the softest of sand and greenest of palms. Tourists and residents alike enjoy a laid-back lifestyle. They can get their fill of vitamin D, indulge in a shaved ice, and take a dip in the Pacific every day of the year. This is Haleiwa on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii, where sunshine is abundant and the water is always warm. We do not have that here. Our north shore is quite different, yes, but no less idyllic. from the historic port city of Duluth to the Grand Portage Reservation and Community, one of Minnesota's main waterfront destinations, no offense to Lake Minnetonka, is the north shore of Lake Superior. 150 miles of rustic lodges, antique shops, art galleries, and national parks. Summer is full of camping, fishing, hiking, canoeing, and skipping rocks amidst wild streams, forests of birch and pine, and bright clusters of lupine blooms. Winter is for skiing and drinking hot cocoa with the little Baileys. Lake Superior is often referred to as Gitche-Gumee, as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote in the Song of Hiawatha. This stemmed from its real name of Gitche-Gumee, Ojibwe for Great Sea. It is the world's largest freshwater lake by surface area, so its ultramarine waves are as soothing as the oceans. Now, the surface temperature usually tops out at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, a full 20 degrees colder than Haleiwa's coldest average sea temperature, but if you do opt for a brisk swim, you won't suffer from salty seawater eyes. And because its beaches tend to be more rocky than sandy, you don't have the problem of getting sand literally, and I mean literally, everywhere. After your swim, warm yourself like a lizard on those sunny rocks, and you've got yourself an invigorating and relaxing afternoon without having to buy an expensive plane ticket and fly 8+ hours. In fact, even from the southern Minnesota town of Fairmont, you can make it to the Great Sea in half that and spend the rest of the day not adjusting to a 5-hour time difference. So, cover up that beach bod and strap on your waders. The north shore of Gitche-Gumee is your next mainland destination. You're welcome. Love, Minnesota.
Look at them kids running around, making noise, and shooting their squirt thingies at each other. Having fun, I guess. Back in my day, fun was waking up at 6 instead of 5. Getting a new pair of shoes, maybe catching a peek of Mrs. Johnson getting ready for her nightly bath. Mrs. Sally Johnson. Ugh, these kids have it too good. That ain't fun. It's tomfoolery is what it is. Bah, I need a drink and a nap. Ice Mountain, water for everyone.
So before we go, we'd like to leave you with a little hot dish for the soul.
I'm familiar with hot dish the food.
Yes, hot dish the food. It's a delightful, it's a casserole.
What makes it for the soul?
What defines hot dish? It's comforting. It's complete. It's like one delicious meal wrapped in a single dish.
It's got meats, veggies.
Yeah. Probably berries. Starches.
Yep. It's got them all.
Yeah. So, and it just, it feels like home. It feels comforting and soothing. So we want to leave you with a little hot dish for the soul. A Twin Cities cemetery has recently become the home of a doe named Fern, named by area experts who have determined that she is in good health and seems to be enjoying her relatively quiet city life among our dearly departed. Fern is often spotted nibbling grasses or bedded down among the lilac bushes, and sometimes strolling beside the fence, judging your parallel parking skills. It is thought that her travels brought her there via one of the many trails that grace our otherwise bustling town, although it's unclear why she decided to make that journey. One theory is that she is in the Deer Witness Protection Program. Another holds that she was nominated by her woodland brethren to research human burial and mourning habits in comparison to the ideology of their kind. She is able to leave the cemetery, but appears to be committed to her quest. Should you encounter Fern, please do not feed or try to interact with her, so as not to distract her from her dearly ways, and from possibly being a spy. Just delight in knowing that somewhere in Minneapolis, there's a deer who has chosen to become a companion for some very lucky past loved ones, signifying some kind of synergy between the wilderness and the city, and between nature and humans.
Ah, Fern. What a deer.
Nice. Oh, she's such a deer.
Such a deer. A deer, deer.
Yeah, how quaint and lovely. Well, I think that's all we have today. Yeah. So what you got planned for this coming week here?
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, work. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. That's
living
all I
have to do. Earning the bacon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bacon, didn't we decide that we're only how many degrees away from Kevin Bacon?
Well,
three?
So two or three. Well,
okay, so Casey.
So I know Casey. You know Casey. Then Denise Richards to Kevin Bacon. Is that two or three?
I think that's three. You to Casey. Casey to Denise. Denise to... Yeah, that's three.
Three.
Which
three
also
degrees.
Means... And why is it Kevin Bacon that we're all... Why is this game Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't it be Cher?
I think it could be anybody, but for whatever reason, the theory was that...
Yeah.
It's Kevin Bacon.
I would like to play it with other people, like Britney Spears.
Okay. All right. How about let's pick somebody.
Okay.
You want to go with Britney Spears?
Yeah.
All right. Social medias. Tell
how
us.
Do how do we know Britney Spears?
How many degrees? Tell us the degrees.
Okay.
Woohoo. Show your work.
Okay. Show your work. Oh, remember when we had to do that in math?
Yeah. I hate showing my work. It's like the work's on the calculator.
The work is on the calculator. Why do we have the calculator?
And also, even if the work isn't on a calculator, it was in my head. I got the right answer. That is what's important.
Right? Don't question the authority of the brain.
I hate math.
Yeah.
Stupid, stupid